Yo, yo, yo. So, look, we are back. We got another episode. This is the second episode of Let's Make History, man. Like, yo, I just want to let y'all know, man, this is a great thing we're doing here, man. This is brought to you by the Inner Elite Network. Y'all got to understand the movement and what's going on. We got the culprits, you know. L.
Yo.
Fresh.
What up, though?
Charm.
Yo.
Y'all ready?
Let's make history, baby.
All right. So, look. Right now, we're going to call this episode Traditional Narratives, from the standpoint of these are some of the narratives that are put out there that are kind of out there, and people kind of just like, hey, you know, especially I think when we talked about it, just like you see online a lot in social media, everybody's like, yo, get you a business. You need to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
take your stimulus check and get you an LLC. But it's like, yo, you can't just tell everybody that shit and expect for them to know what to do with it.
Right.
So we want to touch on that first, the topic of entrepreneurship versus being an employee. Right. One thing I'm going to say to start it off is, everybody is not, first of all, built to be an entrepreneur, right? And if everybody was an entrepreneur, we would have a whole bunch of businesses with nobody to actually operate them, because you need employees to actually operate the business that you run, the business that you own. You need employees. So if everybody was an entrepreneur, who the fuck would be running our businesses, right? If you own a restaurant, and, you know, somebody got to cook the chicken, somebody got to come in and turn the lights, and somebody got to clean it. You understand? So it's like this mindset and this, I feel like a false narrative that, you know, people put out there, oh, you go get your LLC. Like, I get it. I get it from the standpoint of letting people, and, you know, Fresh does it a lot. Like, you know, you go Fresh timeline, that's all you see is like, yo, boom, like you're teaching about ownership and, you know, generational wealth, which is a great thing. You see what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, everybody is not in a position, or everybody's not in a position to be like, all right, I'm going to go create a company or create an LLC. And, you know, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, so I'm going to go.
Yeah. You know what it is? I think that it's good intentions when people say things like that.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
good intentions.
Yeah, you know, it's good intentions. You know, it's not like no harm or anything like that. But I think, you know, all of us here, we've done both. You know, we currently work for ourselves, and we've done the 9-to-5 life. You know what I'm saying? But I think one of the things that people have to kind of understand when you own a business or you work for yourself, just the amount of diligence you gotta have, you know, discipline, excuse me.
Oh man,
that
yes.
you have both, to have. Both. Because when you nobody sets your schedule. You have to set your schedule. You have to put in the prep work. Regardless of what it is. If you know, whatever you do, when you are doing it for yourself, you gotta be self-motivated. You can't
absolutely
there really isn't days off per se. You know what I'm saying? You got to go kill what you eat. You know what I mean? And I think that's one of the things that when you say, hey, wait, you know, start a business. Okay. What's it like? Or, you know, work for yourself. What's it like? And you got to have discipline. You don't clock in and clock out. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to work
a lot
of hours.
Yeah. You're going to work a lot of hours. You're going to be doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff that's getting ready to be in front of people, you know? So I think, you know, for anybody that is looking to, you know, do their own thing, whatever it may be, you know, you got to be disciplined. You know, nobody's going to tell you when you are to wake up. No one's going to tell you, I need you here by this, that, and the third. You got to be motivated. You got to say, okay, man, I got to be up at 5 to do, you know, whatever is my research, whatever, you know, what I got to prepare for my clients, for customers, you know, you got to inventory or, you know, whatever the case may be, you have to do all that before it's showtime.
Go ahead. To that point, I agree. Here's where the gray area is in that conversation for me. Mm-hmm. Everybody that's working is disciplined. bro, you're more disciplined working for somebody else than you are for yourself. Absolutely. You get your monkey ass up at 6 to be taking a shower at 7 to drive. Excuse me, monkey ass, I'm just saying as a term. Nobody working is a monkey ass. I'm sorry. Just the way I word. I'm a monkey ass for that, Marty. Nobody taking from to working entrepreneurs. I'm going to use an entrepreneur monkey ass Negro too. So not that's not a personal, I want to clear that up to anybody. Mm-hmm. Me personally as well. But you get up and you're disciplined to get up to go shower, to go get in the traffic, to sit in line, to listen to other people talk. You way more disciplined. Dude, when you own your stuff, you ain't got to do all that. Yeah. You get up when you want. Now, if you just get up late, you just get missed half the day. That's on you. You feel what I'm saying? So the discipline is a lot less on that. It's about how much you want to eat at that point when you're on your own. If you can survive off $100, then you can make $100 a day. Because the jobs are only paying you that a day. Right, I mean, you'd be lucky to get $200-$300. I mean, the only person making over $200 a day is somebody making $30 an hour. After taxes.
After taxes.
And that ain't even know. Do anybody know where you can sign up for a $30 an hour job? I'm pretty sure most people would be looking for it.
Right.
I mean, we just now trying to break to get to $15 an hour. In an 8-hour day, you had $70.
Right.
So the discipline to do that every day is, to me, insane to think that you would not figure out how to make $70 on your own in 2000s, where you can drive a car of your own and make that same amount of money, when you can go pick up groceries for somebody and get that kind of money. That's where I come in with my opinion on that. This is not a fact, as you said.
Right.
You can't do everything you want to do. And to clear that up, you can. It's just about how that you know how to pay your bills.
Right.
That is the part of the discipline that is so heavy. Because what happens is when you become a business owner, a decent one anyway, you try to pay bills 3 months ahead so that when times look rough, all you doing is paying bills. You might not be balling, but the bills is paid while you trying to come up with another plan. Right. Ain't nobody ever said that you always living good as an entrepreneur. But what happens is if you learn how to put your money aside, if left hand don't touch right hand and your ownership, then yes, every day is not going to be glamorous, but every day you're not waking up stressed in traffic at 6 in the morning. You missing, I was explaining this to my girl. There's 24 hours in a day. Let's take away the 8 that most people sleep. You got 16 left. The average work day is 8. You down to what? Now, the average traffic to getting up, your pre-work day, your traffic home, your traffic there is another hour and a half. Dude, you got 3 hours for your family. You pretty much giving up. And now, if you don't have a family, then career-oriented is, in my opinion, is okay. If you don't have nobody to turn back to, let me make that disclaimer as well. If there's no kids, there's no wife, there's nobody around, I don't see an issue with working or being the best, what you want to be is a career. I understand that. I do, truly do. Mm-hmm. But the scenario I'm speaking of is when you have families, because then you, as I just broke down to you, you leave 2 hours a day to jump in with your kids. Hey, how's it going? Da-da-da-da-da. Everybody else doesn't send your kids but you in that scenario. That's why ownership is, because it's not about the amount of money. It's about the amount of freedom. I chase freedom, not money.
Yeah.
Time and freedom means so much money because I know if I'm going to a job and I don't have a college degree, so my skills might get me $12 an hour. Right. So if I'm there at $12 an hour and I'm at an 8-hour day, that's $96. After taxes, I'm $50 a day. Oh, I for sure feel like I can go out and bust my ass and get my monkey ass can go out and make $50. Right. You see what I'm saying? I bring that monkey ass, see, I did that. But my monkey ass, I feel like my monkey ass can for sure go figure out what I got to do. Whether I'm selling old clothes, if I'm out washing dogs' asses, I feel like in 24 hours, I should be able to get my ass up and make $50 if somebody else is going to pay me that. If that's all I'm worth, I can go do that.
I agree.
What you think, Charm?
I agree afresh. I definitely feel like if, as a person, if you can condition yourself to get up every single morning. Mm-hmm. And that goes to his point. We are more disciplined than what we actually think already anyway.
Right.
Because we get up, like he said, we get up.
Institutionalized.
Systematically, we're already messed up. We get up 5:30.
Right.
You got to be working at 7:30 or 8 o'clock. You get up at 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Right.
You shower. You get your meditation on. You know, you drive to work. You know, it's the same routine every day.
Yeah.
So I do feel like
discipline ain't out most people's problem to the point. Money, financial discipline is why I bring up the business part, because working is hard to do. So if you do not want to become an entrepreneur, at least get an extra hustle.
Yeah.
You have to do so, because it's not shown to us in history that you can work for $15 an hour and retire at 65 and not look like you're suffering.
Right,
make it on the house if you were in that position, somebody passed it down. Right, but working for $15 an hour for 40 years does not release freedom, especially if you went to college for 4 years and got in a debt for them.
Right.
And then if you get a debt, if you lucky enough to get a house, which most people aren't, but if you are, now you
that's
do
another debt.
That's another debt.
A then car. When you're 65, that's another debt.
Another debt. You're 65. Years. You're tired. You can't work as hard. Guess who inherits this debt?
Your kids.
Hello.
Right.
So why do that forever? If you don't see, you cannot make, that is why the argument to me is just ridiculous, because you can't tell me that working makes you better in this scenario, right. Unless I take this back. You're just a dolo person. There's no family. There's no friends. Right. You're just a career oriented. Yeah. I'm trying to get to the top of this career. Right. It's going to leave me wherever. I ain't mad. That's like truck drivers. If they ain't got nobody to come home to, I stay on the road.
Stay on the road.
Why? Why not? Right. These are the kind of disclaimers I understand. Yeah. And I'm not all of them I understand. Let's be clear. Right. If you want to work, I get it. It's not a problem. But what I'm going to keep pushing is the freedom of what not working for somebody does. Yeah. Because you work not an 8-hour day. You work a 12-hour day.
Yeah, you're going to work
all
more.
The time. Right. Right. And that ain't even compared to how much hard work they actually got you doing when you're there.
And that kind of goes to my point. Yeah, I agree with that for the fact of the freedom.
Right.
You know, I think we all in here have children. So the fact that, like you said, when you break it down, you only get, after all that, you get 2 hours with your kids.
Right. You know, which 2 hours that is?
Yeah.
That 2 hours could be 9 o'clock at night when you're struggling to stay awake.
Right. And they already might be asleep. So you're trying to get a little, hey, how you doing? So I agree. For me, the ownership, it gives a lot more freedom than clocking up, you know, waking up and clocking your ass in at a 9 to 5 every single day when you can wake up clocking for yourself.
Right.
And make, like he said, you can make the same amount of money, if not more, by working for myself.
Right. And I guess, too, when you have a traditional job or what have you, I think things is kind of more so laid out for you. You know, you kind of have.
Everybody told you what to do.
Everything is laid out for you.
Insurance is paid.
So whereas where you are self-employed, you run a business, whatever, you got to go create. You know what I'm saying? I think when I was saying discipline, I was more so saying in the fact that you got to have the discipline to go create.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Whereas
the bill paying.
Yeah.
The bill paying is the important part of that. Because even with the creation, and not to cut you off, the bill paying is so important because that is what determines a worker from the entrepreneur. The ability to pay your bills. The worker has all the bills paid out. By the time you get your money, everything's been taken out. Insurance, tax, everything's been done for you. You ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to do nothing but just spend what is left. Right. When you, an entrepreneur, and to your word create, you have to know that, okay, as soon as I make $500, I got to put this to the bill. I only got $50 left. That's how a true entrepreneur does. A true entrepreneur does not make $500 and spend $500. Right. You won't make it that long. It's not possible. So I don't want people to feel like that's what it is. And that's what people think. Oh, he think he can do that because he's making I don't make that kind of money every single day. You know what I'm saying? There's some days I might not make nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Truthfully, but them days I'm advertising. Actually, not only not make nothing, I might have spent money
to try
to make some money.
Right. Try to make some
money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But guess what? Your job does that too. Mm-hmm. Anybody you work for has to make money in order to continuously pay you.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. But they just learn how to pay the bills.
And I think that's another thing, too, you brought up, just the fluctuations that you may have. You know what I'm saying? Whereas every day is not, not a salary per se. You know what I'm saying? Where you know Tuesday, this is what I'm making. Wednesday, this is what I'm making. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like also, too, the change of expectation where you're going to have days where you're hitting.
Yeah.
And you might have a day where things are a little bit slim. But in the grand scheme of things, you know what I'm saying? You're still accomplishing, you know? Right. So I think that's another thing, too, just to know that, you know.
And my thing to a job, and I'll end on this point, is you can be fired. So there is no guarantee. There is no every day. Wake up and be fired for no reason. The only time I worked a job, when I bought a house, I worked for 2 years to buy a house. I never worked a job since I was 19.
Right.
When I was 19, I worked a job, and I got fired. I was the top employee. I'm thinking in my mind, how in the hell can you fire me? And I'm out collecting. I was a debt collector. I'm out collecting everybody in here by a long shot.
Right.
A long shot.
Right.
But because my mouth, you know, I talk the way I want to talk. Right. You can't do what you want to do in here. Yes, I can. I'm number one.
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
And I had a rude awakening. Right. Like, oh, no, you can't. I don't care if you're number one or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Right. And that's exactly what happened. And from that point, I was like, that'll never happen to me again.
Yeah.
Never be number one to be put out.
And so that's that point you just made is something that for me, like in one of my last situations in corporate America to where I was like, you know what? Fuck that shit. Mm-hmm. Right. Because so I was working, and I won't say the company's name, but I was working through a staffing agency for this financial company. Right. Mm-hmm. And so this is around the time where I actually started film school. Mm-hmm. So I had actually gone to the manager and spoke to them about my film school was actually right around the corner from the job. Mm-hmm. I went to the management. Like, yo, you know, I have this class at such and such time. It was maybe like 1 o'clock in the middle of the day. You know, I was like, you know, is it cool for me to be able to go to class, come back, and then finish up my work? I would stay later, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. That's great. You know what I'm saying? You can do that. So I'm like, all right, bet. So I would come in, start my day,
certain point, you know, I would leave, I would go to class, and then I would come back, and then I would stay later than everybody else. Mm-hmm. Then what happened is one day one of the supervisors, you know, I'm heavy on social media, but I had it, you know, I had my shit automated, you know, the automated services mm-hmm. or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. At this time, I think it was Twitter. So I had it running. So what I started seeing is they were actually starting to look for reasons to fire me, mm-hmm. right? They were looking for reasons to fire mm-hmm. me, right? So one supervisor was like, "Do you be on Twitter?" And I was like, "That's how she said it. Do you be on Twitter?" I'm like, "Yeah, I be on Twitter." Mm-hmm. Like, what are you know? But that was how the question was phrased to me, right? Mm-hmm. But what the real thing was, they thought I was on Twitter throughout the day while I was working because they were seeing tweets. First of all, why are you looking at my Twitter feed? Right. Why are you looking at my Twitter feed?
Aren't you on Twitter if you're seeing this all the time?
Aren't you? That's what I should have said. Aren't you on Twitter? Right. So then what happened was they brought me in the office, and this is what they said. They let me go to staff. It was a contract position, but then the staffing agency told me that they told them, "Yeah, well, he gets up and leaves in the middle of the day and doesn't say anything and just, you know, we don't understand." Wow. He leaves and comes back when he wants to. I was like, wow, what? I was like, nah, I spoke with management and got it cleared. Like, I was going to class and I came back. I'm not just about to get my ass up, get my monkey ass up. About to get my monkey ass up from the job and leave, go to class without saying shit to nobody and come back when the fuck I want to.
Right.
The audacity with that, for me, I was like, you know what? Okay.
The politics. I think that's the thing that, when you're in corporate America, the politics.
Let's be fair to corporate too, because we've been own businesses, we want employees to be about us. Yeah. I'm for sure we're going to pick somebody else that's about me more than somebody who's about his independence from film school. Right. That's not a knock to you, Mike.
Right now.
My business is ran for me. You see what I'm saying? So I understand what they do, but because I understand that, I can't be under your thumb. Right. That's my point.
I understand
where you're coming from, but because of that, because if I could be great and you still going to be telling me what I'm doing, I know how to multitask, brother. I'm going to make sure your job is done. Right. You ain't never worked a job where somebody had to come and say, "You forgot to do this." Right. So if I've done what I'm supposed to do, don't worry about what I've got going on.
Right.
And it don't
work
like that for corporate.
Right.
They will look you dead in your face and say, "No, brother, it does not work like that. You're going to do what I say to do all the time." Get your monkey ass up out of here.
Right. What would you guys say for anyone that's listening now and they have, you know, the aspirations to go and do it on their own? What would be some of the advice that you would give out? What were some of the things that you would say, "Look, you know, this is what to expect." You know what I mean? What would be some advice that you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit it on the head. Like the diligence, the perseverance, mm-hmm. the discipline. Like those are the things that you need, because the self motivation.
Yeah.
Right, because everybody is not self motivated. You know, a lot of people have to. Which is nothing wrong with it. You know, that's why these motivational speakers get paid so much money. They're selling their tapes
others.
And all that. Because they motivate people, right?
Right.
Everybody's not in a situation to where they can. I'm self-motivated. Like, I don't have to listen to somebody else get me hyped. Now, you know, when you listen to that stuff, it does give me a little extra, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I'm self-motivated.
You already got the battery in your back.
Right. Yeah, right.
Self comes from vision in front of you.
Right.
There's
right.
somebody that you look somewhere, somehow, you be like, I like that.
I like that.
Get to that shit. You know what I mean? No matter what it is, whether it's somebody you just seen do a quick workout and something you want to add to your routine, whether somebody you just seen a new way of editing or a camera, you're like, "Oh, shit, I'm going to kill that."
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that is the self-motivation. And what I also would say is the trades. This brother right here has a trade. You went to school for a trade.
Right.
When you, if you
That's
do not,
key.
Me, when I came from straight out the dirt. I've been hungry machine forever. It's hard to start that at 30. That has been in me since 12.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you not been thinking like that since 12, then you do need to get educated on certain things, like a trade. Learn how to establish where you can create your own stuff and nobody can take it away from you. He can cut hair forever. Not only can he cut hair, he can create barbershops and create other things. He can create such a bigger thing by just putting that investment of $1,700, which, by the way, is $30,000 less than a college degree.
You know what I'm saying?
So to do that, you can do that and feed entire households forever. Everybody's going to need some kind of trim up, hedge up, eyelash. No matter what, your hair grows somewhere. Whether it's your head, your ass, your face, your know what. These guys are trained to make sure that your grooming is done correctly.
Right.
And that is always going to happen.
Now, one point I do want to make, was you piggybacking off of what you just said.
the degree part. So when we talk about entrepreneurship versus being an employee, you don't need no degree to be an entrepreneur, right?
At all.
For all of these jobs out here, right, you got to get a degree. They want you to have a degree, right?
They want you to, yeah.
They want you to have a degree. So they want you to spend $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to actually go get a degree when most people that I know that have these degrees are not working in the job to which they fucking degrees in.
Don't even have
or the amount of money to get there.
Right.
Now, again, to be fair to corporate, the reason why is because structure. Nigga, y'all are disciplined. That's why I want you, because you've been in here paying debt for 30 years. Your ass gonna need me. I'm getting ready to put you in a great circle. Oh, you owe this much, that much, that much?
Right.
I'll give you enough to survive.
Right, just enough to survive.
I'll give you enough to survive. Yeah. Well, they got you.
And let's clarify, this is not a bash on on working a job or corporate.
No, it's not. Or having a degree or go to college or anything.
I think for those that's listening, I think, you know, for those that are entertaining the thought, is just maybe us providing perspective on what the expectations are or kind of some of the tools that you'll need if you want to go ahead and make
and
that
jump.
And
don't quit a job. Yeah. Additional. Yeah. Do additional. Yeah. If you cannot do it on your own, do additional. There is 24 hours in a day. Right. When people say there are not enough hours in a day, they are fucking lying. Yeah, listen, true. I just wrote a book, an e-book, and it's going to be published in the next week or so.
Right.
But there is way more hours in a day than people give credit to. Mm-hmm. I have now, at 39, recently started getting up at 5 to start my day because I realized, damn, I can't go as long throughout the rest of the day. I can't make it to 10, 11, 12, 1 in the morning. I got to get up at 5 to get my time, to get my exercise time, my reading time, my regimen time.
Yo, that's me too. Like, I'm now an early bird, whereas younger, I was a night owl. But it's like, you know.
The hours.
Yeah. Hours. Now, now getting up super early is refreshing to me. You know what I mean?
Allows
you know,
more
because
hours.
Because I know. After 10 o'clock, dog.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
but that's the sleeping hour. You got to have six to 7 hours of sleep. So 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, we're back up. So that's, you know, so that's why people say enough hours, you're lying to yourself.
Right.
You know, if you got to go to bed at freaking 9:30, 10 because you're falling asleep, but then you want to wake up at 9, dude, that's 12 hours. Right. You lost a lot of hours.
Right,
there's a lot of time. The day starts, the market starts early. The life starts early. So if you say, oh, it ain't enough time in the day, that's because you're on your own. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. There's some people that got 6, 7 kids. There's some circumstances that are there's single parents. There are some unbelievable circumstances, and let's not neglect those. People that are in those extreme circumstances, I feel for you and I understand it. Even with those, obviously you got to push harder for 3 months until you can get out of that circumstance. Yeah. That would be my advice. If you already been in that thing, you already been suffering, you got to go a little deeper in that suffering for 3 months to get out of there. Does that mean an extra job? Does that mean more this? That's what you have to do because the working there is a trap because you can't get out of that. There's, you know, when you retire with still bills and somebody's giving you now a fixed income, and that's why you see all the people working into this fast foods and and there's no discredit. I respect them because some of them just want to move because they just sitting around ain't doing nothing for them.
Right.
But, you know, that's the case.
And before we wrap on this, I think another thing you said is the additional part. I think a lot of people think that it's like, all right, well, if you want to be an entrepreneur, then you just have to quit your job. I was able to build my company based off of me working for another company and taking that income and pouring it. If you ain't got no income coming in, like you said, you got to be able to run a business. You have to be able to have money to be able to put into the business for it to make money, right? So if you have nothing going into it, it's going to be hard to get something out of it.
And the biggest thing that everybody here in this table had, for the most part, was visions. That's what, if you are going to go somewhere, you just can't jump out and not be like, I'm going to sell t-shirts today. I'm going to sell lemonade. That man wouldn't know he wanted to be a barber. You knew what you wanted to do. You knew what you wanted to do.
Right.
Now, I was a little more curious because I've changed things so much, but I always knew where I wanted to be. Didn't ever know the exact light, but you have to have a direction if you're not, if not been doing it from ground zero.
Right.
Then you get to an age and you say you're tired of corporate, you need to have already been working on an exit plan.
Right.
Do not leave corporate and be complaining about the real world because that shit hits hard. You need to have, if he did not say he wanted to be a barber, it'd be struggling be out here talking about, I'm being an entrepreneur. It's struggle. It's tough. It's hard.
Right.
But I know what I'm doing every day. I'm skilled at what I'm doing. I can get better at what I'm doing.
Right.
It can only be higher from what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't know what you're doing, don't leave yet, please.
There's stuff on that.
Right.
Yes.